Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the Bulls Radio Network, we're joined by the commissioner of the National Basketball Association, Adam Silver. We're in Mexico City getting ready for tonight's ball game featuring the Bulls and the Orlando Magic. Number one, commissioner, always a pleasure, and always I appreciate your time. So let's talk about Mexico City. You've been here before, obviously. The NBA has set a foundation for many, many years coming here. What do you think of the venue as far as just presenting NBA basketball?
You know, first of all, Chuck, point out this is our 27th game played in Mexico, and Saturday will be our 28th, which means it's the most games that we've played outside of US and Canada, which I think surprises some people given the interest in Europe and China. And now with this arena in Mexico City, which is state of the art. I mean, you know, once the game starts, we could be in an arena anywhere in the United States. It creates an incredible opportunity for the league. I mean, this is the largest metropolitan area in the Western Hemisphere, 22 million people. It's a country of 120 million or so. And there are roughly 50 million people in the United States who identify as Mexican American or Hispanic. So it continues to create enormous opportunity for the NBA. I mean, we've been asked about putting a team here. I'd say we're not ready to do that yet. I think down the road, that's something we clearly will continue to look at. In the meantime, in the last day here, I've had several meetings, a continuation of a discussion about putting a G League team here. I think that would be a great next step. I think if we could have a G League here in Mexico City, it would give us the opportunity to understand if the altitude is going to affect the players, how what it would be like for players to live in Mexico City, you know, whether there would be issues with going through customs, and just generally how receptive I think, you know, the country would be for more NBA basketball and the league. I will say, though, that, you know, all indications are that things are very positive. In fact, our television distributor down here is Televisa, the largest media company in Mexico and also the owner of Univision in the United States. We just announced this afternoon a three-year extension with them, and they're very bullish, no pun intended, on the NBA. So things look very good here.
All right. Well, in our limited time, and we always appreciate it, Commissioner, very, very much, let's talk about the state of the NBA during the 2018-19 season. What's your take on what's happening around the league, on the court, off the court?
I think on the court, the game looks great. You know, we had some rule changes we put in effect this year, plus some re-emphasis on certain basic principles, I will say, of the game. And one of those is that we wanted to cut down on the clutching, grabbing, holding, etc., you know, on defense. And it's interesting, I've heard some of the commentators say that, well, the NBA is going soft, that, you know, the tough play 20 years ago or so, they used to allow that. Of course, it's the opposite. If you go back and look at those old tapes, in fact, guys played defense. They weren't wrapping guys up with their arms. They were moving their feet. And I think that the players have adjusted well. I think there were some issues early in the season where referees and the players had to sort of find the right calibration so, you know, that everybody understood where the line was on what a foul is. And, you know, there's always going to be issues. But I think the game looks great from that standpoint. I think we're seeing a lot of surprises around the league. You know, some teams that are overperforming, I'd say, that we didn't expect to see. And, of course, some teams are underperforming. But I think generally we have this great influx of young players coming in the league. And I would say even teams, you know, like yours is one of them, frankly, that, you know, is struggling a little bit this season. They're still really exciting to watch because there's some great young talent on your team. And, you know, I'm a big consumer of League Pass, so I can sit in my apartment in New York City and watch games every night. And I think, you know, I'd also put Orlando, who you're playing tonight, in that category, that a team that, you know, isn't at the top level yet. But again, some great young talent on the team. It's just fun to watch what they're doing on the floor.
Commissioner, what about off the court? What's your read on what's happening with the league?
I think off the court, I feel almost embarrassed sometimes that, you know, people have such a warm feeling about what's happening in this league now. I'd say only embarrassed because I can't take any credit for it. I think our players are just incredible human beings, and they have really come into their own, I think, as fully dimensional people who feel comfortable and safe representing things that they care about to the public. And in some cases, it's things that are more fun, like, you know, showing off their latest sneakers that, you know, we changed our rule this year that they could
wear. But you're very modest because you've nurtured this and the players have bought into that. And they understand it. They respect that.
Well, I just say, I think we have a great, we all have a great relationship with each other. But and I would say, I think talking about social issues, political issues, you name it, I think we're demonstrating that these players are citizens. They're multidimensional people. And I think most people feel that as long as what they're doing in their spare time isn't interfering with what they do on the floor, I think most people are welcoming of it. And doesn't mean, by the way, and I've said this many times, you have to agree with everything they do and say. I mean, certainly some players have said things that I don't agree with, but I 100% support their right to say it. And so I think it's great. We have a league where, you know, the players are feeling comfortable, the coaches are feeling comfortable. It doesn't mean we don't have our issues like any other business, but again, I think there's a very positive sort of feeling coming out of this league right now.
All right. One final question, because I know you have a million and one things going on. The All-Star game in Chicago is about 14, 15 months away. Give us an indication for our listeners in Chicago and as we put our broadcasts on the internet that are listening, who are Bulls fans or Midwest fans or want, you know, are excited to see the All-Star game back in Chicago, about the Bulls fans, what we can expect in 14, 15 months in the city of Chicago.
Well, I'll just say, Chuck, that number one, I was there the last time the game took place in Chicago in 1988. Of course, I was a student at University of Chicago Law School, and I have fond memories. I remember it was a very cold weekend. But that partly makes the point that even back then, so All-Star Game had turned into All-Star Weekend. Now it's All-Star Week. You know, as you know, the activities span the entire week. There are festivals, there are clinics, there are conferences. We have a great tech conference where we talk about the latest innovation. We talk about social issues. We talk about global issues because, again, this is a league that 25% of its players report outside the United States. We talk a lot about basketball, and then we have fun with the events on the floor. And I think it's great. You know, 2 years ago, we introduced this notion of the highest vote getters in the East and West picking their teams. And people said, well, we should televise that draft. So this year we're going to televise that draft. And I'm sure there'll be some new innovation we'll come up with in Chicago as well. But for that week, Chicago will be the epicenter of basketball in the world. This is a league distributed in 215 countries and territories. And everybody's going to be focused on Chicago and all the exciting things that happen around the Bulls and the league. So I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, every city has its special character. You know, I have a special fondness for Chicago because I went to school in Chicago, and fantastic fans, and I think everybody's just going to have a great time.
Awesome. That's the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. Commissioner, it was always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck, and happy holidays to all your listeners.
Thank you. We'll return in a moment right here on the Chicago Bulls Basketball Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.